Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hello and welcome back to the show. Today I will be sharing two dreams that I had. One I had several years ago, and they are about former President Barack Obama. Now, when he first became president, maybe a year after or 2 years, I'm not really sure, but it was very early in his presidency, the first term, that I began to feel and sense some things about him. Now, everybody loved him. So did I. You know, I helped put him in office. But when I look at his picture, I would begin to feel something. And I can't explain what it is, but something went right in my spirit. So I don't know how long after, but I had a dream. And in this dream, I was in a room with First Lady Michelle Obama. And she was talking to me and she was explaining to me her dilemma. She was letting me know that she was trapped and that she was miserable. And that she really didn't want to be there, but she didn't have a choice. And she began just telling me things. And I looked at her and I said, well, why don't you just leave? You know, after the presidency, you know, why don't you just leave? Before she could answer me, President Barack Obama walked in the room. He looked at me and smiled. And then the battle began, the spiritual battle. He was looking at me. And it was this, he was trying to take control over my mind. It was this supernatural feeling that swept over me that I couldn't think for myself. It was almost like he was mind controlling me. I was mesmerized. And it was nothing that this man could have asked me to do that I wouldn't have done. Things that I normally wouldn't have done. If he asked me to be in a menage a trois, I would have done it. And I say that because that's something I would not do, but that's how mesmerized with him I was. That's how I captivated. That's how I attracted. I mean, it was just things that I normally never felt in my entire life. All of a sudden, the Holy Spirit rose up in me and began to fight the mind control. And to the point where it broke. And when it broke, he started laughing. He looked at me and said, well, I'll see you again. And he walked away. And when he walked away, First Lady looked at me and she said, now you see why I can't leave. She began to write down her email address and say, let's keep in touch. Now, it appears as though I was working for them, or somehow we came in contact because I was working for the government. And this leads me to the next vision that I had. I had a vision that these people approached me and they said, look, we know that you don't want to take the mark, but we also know that you have a gift, a very powerful one that we can use. We need you. We need you to remote view for us and some other things that is classified. I said, okay. And what happens if I do this? They said, well, if you do this, okay, you don't have to take the mark because we know you're against it. but your family will be protected. You just give us a list of the family members that you want to protect, and we'll make sure that they are protected. And I said, okay, I took the deal. When I walked into the room, it was completely white everywhere, white chairs and white room. Now, the spirit is telling me that's significant because of what they were going to train us to do, that everything had to be white in there. And then I woke up. The spirit let me know that there will be some of us, when the New World Order takes over, that will be believers, but working among them. I don't know why, but some of us will be. And that is because the Most High has allowed it to happen. Now, I don't know what the reason is, but some of us who are very valuable, who they don't want to decapitate, take the head off, because that's what's going to happen if you don't take the mark of the beast, and it's in the Word of God. So I'm not saying something that you never heard of before. Okay, some of us will be spared and supernaturally protected by the Most High. Now, I'm sure there's a reason, but the Most High haven't let me know that yet. But I'm just here to tell you, we are in the end times. I'm not on here to scare anybody. I'm not on here to badmouth the president. I'm telling y'all what I've seen, what I felt, the power that this man has, the control that he has is uncanny. This man and the power that he has is not going anywhere. He is here for a reason, and he is here to stay. There are a lot of people, if you research on YouTube, telling you directly who they think he is. But I can tell you that he's a key player in the New World Order. I haven't received 100% confirmation that that's who he is. But I can tell you now, I've never felt anything in my entire life from any human being that that man carries on him. That is something that words can't explain. It was as though I was in my body, but he was controlling my every thought, that I was willing to do anything that he told me to do. And in my mind, I was like, I don't want to do this, but I couldn't, until the Holy Spirit rose up and broke it, whatever it was. And then, maybe 2 months ago, I had the same dream. Well, same in the fact that I was in the room with him and he was looking at me. And he was trying that mind control thing on me again. And it was happening. And I was beginning to lose my own thoughts, lose control of my mind. And all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit rose up in me and broke that, whatever it was he was trying to do. And again, he laughed. All I'm going to say is this, okay? He's a key player in the New World Order, all right? You can figure out for yourself who he is, but I'm just going to say it, telling y'all like I saw it. A lot of people going to hear this and get angry. Some people will say, I knew it. But I'm telling y'all right now, okay? If the Most High showed me something twice, that means pay attention. And I am. If you look at all the other presidents, he is the one that stays in the news, in the media. Okay? Bush, too. You don't see him that much. You don't see Clinton that much, but you see him. You see him being interviewed. You see people constantly posting about him because he's not going nowhere. He's here for the long haul. That power that that man carries on him is going to be used for something. It's going to be used on society. And I'm telling y'all, you got to have the Holy Ghost in you to resist it. Because if the Holy Ghost hadn't rose up inside of me and just got in there and severed whatever he was trying to do, I would have been under his control. I would have been. So all I'm going to say is, if you landed on this podcast, it's time for you to get right with God if you're not. Okay? If you don't have a prayer life and you're a believer, it's time for you to develop a prayer life so that you can see what's going to happen. The Word of God says that if you call on me, I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you know not of. Call on Jesus and he will show you. Call on the Most High. He will show you what's happening. You don't need to hear it from me or anybody else. He will reveal it to you if you call on him. Thank you for listening to this podcast. May God bless you and may heaven shine upon you. Until next time.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.